What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lords. It's in the flame.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an unexpected podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lane.
And we're Talkin' Tolkien.
We're coming to you from the Shire of America, the beautiful state of Ohio, in a little village called Amanda.
This week, we're getting into some new line.
News.
And you know
a new line of thought, if you will.
You know what we're talking about. Okay, enough with the deep voices. Yeah. What Whew. The heck?
Well, we're in the Silmarillion now, and it's very deep.
It is
and
very
And I think
deep.
It's changed my voice. You know, I had one time in my life where that happened.
Whoa.
And this is the second. Like, it's the second depth, if you
second
will.
Coming.
And we're talking about water and oceans. Come on. And the depths of the wetness.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes that just does something to a little boy like us.
Amen.
You know?
Yes,
or like,
sir.
Anyway, yeah, we've got some there's some crazy news that has just sort of broken. We're not breaking it. I don't want to break it.
Not
I want to take care of it. I want to pet it.
Well, okay.
I want to love it. I want to give it a home. I want to give it a name.
We know what the news is.
Why are we breaking news,
Hold on.
Man?
You guys know. Yeah. You guys know what the news is. We know what the news is. My big question for Lane, and people have been messaging us. We've seen the messages. We got
Peter
you guys.
Jackson's in the DMs.
He hit us up. He said, Lane, Ez, what do you guys think?
Said,
and I said,
you're going to get an opinion?
Right. I said back to Peter, I said, look, PJ.
You've been talking to Peter.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you concerned about this?
I mean, this is the complicated thing, man. Mm-hmm. I talked to Pete on that DM, and I said, you cool with it, dog?
Yeah.
I said, you cool with it, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you're cool, PJ, and can I call you Pedro on this one? Can I call you? Are you cool with Pedro? I'll go with Pedro.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this. Like, in this article we're about to read, there's a little snippet where Peter Jackson is quoted.
Yeah.
He was gone to after all this stuff was released and everything that's been happening over the past few months has been revealed past year,
yeah, yeah.
Again, unbeknownst to us, I'm still looking for that plug.
Right.
Jeez. But, and he said, you know, we'll get to what he said. But the whole point was, it's like, to me now, at this point, and it's, let me preface it by this, like, go, guys, if you don't watch it weekly, like most of us,
mm-hmm.
Go watch the trilogy again. Pick one movie and just watch through.
Yep.
And think to yourself, now hold on a minute. This was essentially produced and made in 1999
mm-hmm.
and 2000. Let's also put that in context. That's when people were afraid that the banks, that the computers of the banks were going to forget what decade, what millennia it was.
Oh, yeah. It was the
or what century it was. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
And everything was going to stop working.
We're still on dial-up.
Y2K era.
Yeah. Yeah. That was crazy.
Right?
Yep.
We're still on dial-up. And they made these films. Crazy. All that being said is, now when you do something Lord of the Rings, and we saw it with Amazon too,
mm-hmm.
not only do you need the Tolkien Estate's approval.
Right.
But you also go to Big Papa PJ.
That's right, dude.
And you say, hey, man.
Yeah, so...
Lord of the Rings of cinema.
Uh-huh.
Is it okay if we do this?
Yeah, what do you
think? Are you cool if we make our way into Middle Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to help us? Do you want to be a part of it? If not, that's cool. We just want your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's okay. And so let me, that's perfect. I'm going to read the headline of this. You guys have probably already saw it.
Yeah.
You know about it. But hear me out. When I said, when we started this podcast, this episode, I said that I was concerned.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm not concerned about PJ or, you know, New Line, Warner Brothers. I'm concerned for Amazon.
You're worried about Amazon.
I'm like, you guys know what's going on over here.
You and I made a pact, okay? Yeah. In the same way that these studios have made a pact.
Yes.
Swedish plumber. I'm doing the accent, dude.
Okay.
In the same way that they made a pact, we made a pact to be done talking about the Amazon show unless we had anything positive to say.
And
mostly
see,
because of me.
Yeah, right. Well, okay.
But now here you are.
I just wanted to throw down the ring
and saying you got concerns.
I read this article and I said I have concerns. Now, do I mention the follow-up to that, which is concerns for Amazon? I'm just, you know,
now,
it's actually just exciting news, really.
Yeah, and I think there's blood in the water.
Something's up.
There's blood in the water. And I think that New Line and Warner Brothers and this Embracer group, they smell that water.
Yeah.
And I think they got shark blood running through their veins.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's meat to be had.
To be had.
There's meat. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Do you think, remember back when the news was hitting that they had ghosted PJ from the freaking thing? I went back to that. I thought, you think he thought there and he said, all right. Let's see how that.
He's probably like, yeah, let's see how that treats you.
Yeah.
Now, we were on the phone today. But, like, we literally have been so amped. This news kind of broke yesterday.
Yeah.
Whatever. Breaking news.
Ironically,
this doesn't break anymore.
It doesn't normally happen before we record, though.
I know.
So I was sort of like, recording with Lane tomorrow. Let's go.
Josh Dalkey that hit us up.
Yes.
Josh Dalkey, you remember?
Shout out.
I think he was one of our first callers. Very first Hobby Hotline. Longtime listener. That was first time we had talked to him, though. Amazing. Called us on vacation.
Yeah.
In the Carolinas. Yeah. Josh, shout out to you, man. All credit to you on this. He sent us this and was like, looks like we got more news and more content coming to Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, so that, like, you and I call, you call me this morning. I'm like, I'm middle of a little bit of a mini break between groups at school teaching.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
pick up the phone, expecting to see Punky on there,
right?
Which is
and
Sarah.
Instead, Flynn.
I see Big Easy.
Let's go.
Big Easy. I'm like, I gotta take this. Sorry, guys.
Yep.
Kids, I'll be right with you. Just kidding. I didn't have any kids. Answer the phone. I'm like, dude, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
And we talked about this. And it's a mixture of emotions because we don't know exactly what's coming yet, right? We get a little bit of details in this article we're going to talk about, but we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I told you one thing. I was like, Sarah and I, the girls, in the past month, guys, since we last recorded, my girls have really just dived into Lord of the Rings.
Oh, absolutely.
I know some of you are going to go, your girls are too young to watch Lord of the Rings. I'm going to tell you, you need to reprioritize your life.
Yes.
I think you need to really look at your value systems and maybe adjust some things and probably shouldn't listen to us anymore. I don't know. Like
yeah.
Well, first of all, she says she's frustrated because she can't marry Orlando Bloom right now.
Oh, wow.
Charlotte wants to be Aragorn.
She said that's me.
I'm pretty sure that Ruth is in love with both Elijah Wood / Frodo and Gollum / Smeagol.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing going on. And maybe the ring.
Yeah.
I think we might have a future ring bearer on our hands.
Dude. They're so good. So like they brought the ring in today into the kitchen. And I was like, you guys know whose ring that is? And Winnie
was Sting,
like,
wasn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Sting. Sting. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was Sting. Yeah. And yeah, they're holding up Sting, the sword, and they said, I said, wow, whose is that?
Yeah.
And Winnie stopped and she's like, well, first it was Bilbo's. Or maybe she said Frodo, and then she said, well, but first it was Bilbo's, and then it was Frodo's.
I haven't taught them yet about Gondolin and the histories of those weapons. That's coming.
That's coming, yes.
Yeah. But yes, no, they're incredible. And like, it's amazing how
much they knew, like how much they were just memorizing.
It's just, it's really like blown up over the last month. They've wanted to watch it almost every night before bed. We've watched Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. At one point we're sitting in the living room, and before it was like it was Bluey or it was Mickey Mouse or a Disney movie or something, and now it's all three of them, not just one or the other, all three of them. Dad, watch Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah just looked at me and she goes, what does that do for you, Lane? I was like, I can't even process it.
Yeah.
My 5-year-old, my almost 4-year-old, and my 2.5-year-old are begging to watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And if Viggo was awake, I'm sure he would be too. That boy knows more of this universe than any of us, but absolute legend. But like, we're watching these movies and Sarah goes, Lane, how did they do that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, I don't know. And let alone, think about this.
Yeah.
They did it 20 plus years ago.
And it looks amazing.
And it looks amazing. It looks better than stuff they do now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something with what it's perfection. It's perfection. So my thing was, going back to this, is you hear this news, and I almost think, like, at this point, I wonder if PJ's just like, go ahead, guys. I told you this on the phone.
I know.
Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it.
Give
it's kind of like, it's almost kind of like how Michael Jordan just goes, I won 6 championships.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it. Let's see if someone else do 2 3-peats. Go for it.
Give it a go.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Not the personal accolades, but the team victory.
Yeah.
Create a dynasty from nothing, from a garbage team.
Yeah.
Elevate them to championship pedigree.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, that's exactly, it's almost like the longer time goes on, the better those movies get.
I know.
And I tell you what, man, watching them this much with the kids, like, I'm seeing, it's like how I used to watch them every week and I would see frames and stuff that I would focus in on, like quick shots or oh my God, there's this one scene in Two Towers when Brego goes to get Aragorn. It's after he fell off and Arwen gives him the kiss of life and he comes back where he like is on the horse and the camera kind of goes sideways and then comes back up and it's so different from any other shot in that sequence and it looks like an indie film. And I would bet money. We'd go ask Tammy, we'd go ask Shane.
Yeah.
Whatever, go ask Billy. But I bet PJ was just like, Andrew, just pick up a camera and do like pretend like it's an indie film or a documentary. Because it's just like, wow, it doesn't fit in, but it stands out in the best way.
Yeah.
So anyway, all this time goes on, this stuff happens, and I wonder if he's not just kind of like, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Because it's either going to be great on its own and complement what I do, or you're going to just make what we did look even better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and here's some of the difference. Let's first of all, just to hype up again, Lord of the Rings and how important the trilogy is and how important what PJ did is in terms
of...
Whole team. Yes, sorry. Yes. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
In terms of...
apologize to him, not to
I
me.
I will apologize to him.
Because I've apologized to him. Do you remember that?
Sir Peter, yes.
For The Hobbit?
You did.
I did.
I will. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of hope he's heard that.
I do too. Yeah.
I tell him to his face. I bow down to his face. I mean, I say, please forgive me, Lord.
Honestly, the Hobbit movies, grow on me. They continue to grow on me.
Remember
like, when I called you earlier, you said, though, you were like, there are three ages in terms of film history. And you went back to.
Oh, yeah. Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. 1977.
Star Wars.
Hope. Right. And then.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship. And to me, what's magical about it is that he did all that in one thing. He basically said, I'm doing all three movies. I'm doing it all now. And like, I'm not really.
The stars were aligned.
Yeah.
How it all worked out. The stars were aligned. He was a quote unquote nobody. He was self-made. Almost didn't even get the ability to make three films. It was going to go from like 2 to 1.
Yep. Yeah, so it's incredible.
Incredible.
He they've done a great, they did a, I mean, amazing job. We're still talking about them to this day. We will be, we'll continue to.
They drove me to the books, man. If I would have never seen those movies, I'd never read these books.
Right.
Never.
And it's done that for so many of our Tolkien stories.
Especially
come
our
in.
Age
and that's,
group. Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. So now one of the things, this article, this is the Hollywood Reporter, came out, and the title of this is the new Lord of the Rings movies in the works at Warner Brothers and New Line. Mm-hmm. So,
and this was yesterday.
This was yesterday.
Or now 2 days ago. We're recording this in the wee hours of Saturday morning.
Broke this, though. They had the, right? I think the...
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yep. Now, here's... So, it's fascinating because I brought up the Peter Jackson ghosted situation.
Yeah.
It's mentioned in here. And I know you want to get to this at some point, but I want folks to remember whether it had to do with rights or who knows what, but like... It was public. The fact that it's public that PJ came out and said, I said I'd be willing to. They never sent it to me.
Right.
The very opposite thing I know. Is happening here.
So, do you want to look up the Embracer Group?
Yeah.
Because a little tidbit while you're doing that, and then I'll read this first couple paragraphs. We're going to go through this article bit by bit. We're going to just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because we feel like it's worth our time. We feel like, honestly, dude, I don't know if it's hit me until right this moment. This is the biggest announcement we've had since Amazon acquires the rights for a show. In 5 years, in terms of TV, film, this is the biggest news we've had. War of the Rohirrim is big, but that also seems like it's kind of tied in with this.
I
think maybe it's gotten delayed and pushed back because it wants to be a part of this umbrella. Maybe not. So anyway, Travis Sigler commented on this post. He said, hey, when I left Dark Horse Comics right after that, and this was probably, I don't know how long ago this was. I can't speak for Travis. Probably a while ago. I'm guessing it was before he had the weird mead hall. Go check it out, guys, because it's incredible.
Yeah. Sick. Been there myself. Awesome.
You have. And the mead's delicious. You brought me some back. Thank you, Travis. He said right after he left the Dark Horse Comics, a company that Embracer bought them. Whatever this group is, they just buy stuff up. And I'm very ignorant in this. The idea of rights and companies and people who back all, and groups that back all these wonderful creations we have, I am very in the dark. It doesn't interest me. It confuses me. It's not ever anything I've been very good at remembering or learning about. So, like you said, more development for Lord of the Rings movies specifically, not shows. So this is a multi-year pact with rights holders Embracer Group allowing Warner to develop features based on Tolkien's Lord of the Rings books and The Hobbit. Embracer Group, the Swedish gaming company. So that also makes you think, Cam Hansen, 6 months ago now, told us about this whole thing that apparently Weta's in on, that they're developing this open world Lord of the Rings game. Seeing this Hogwarts, what's the Hogwarts
called? Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah, which is
makes
right
you
now.
Think that maybe Lord of the Rings is right on the trail, right behind them, developing something.
Same company.
Would tie right in, wouldn't it?
Dude, I mean, the CEO, David Zaslav or whatever, he's quoted in this article, or he's mentioned in this article.
Yeah.
He talks about the glory days of Harry Potter coming out, Lord of the Rings. What was it the big one? But basically printing money at the time. They were just like, these were gold. These are things that just...
Dark Knight Trilogy,
right. Yep. And so Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings are on repeat all the time. Everyone knows what they are. It's just, the rewatchability is so amazing. The awards and so on. Yeah. Do you want a little bit on this Embracer Group?
Yeah. Tell us real quick. And then
real quickly.
This.
So
yeah,
just group. Again, Nordic Games, they took over there. There's, as you said, Swedish video game media holding company based in Karlstad. And let's see, there is a, get on here. So in August 2022, Amplifier Game invested, they opened Infinite Mana Games, all these different companies, right? And then at some point, so it was in August of 2022 that they gained the intellectual property rights to video games based on Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
2022?
Yeah, that was for the vid. This is
okay, I forgot what year it was. I thought it was 2025. So literally, we talk about this taking a year in like from beginning to end. So last year sometime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, wait, by acquiring Middle Earth Enterprises, they acquired Middle Earth. Okay.
How did this, did this just fly under the radar because we were so obsessed with the show? Did we talk about this before? I don't even know if we ever mentioned this happening. I don't think we did.
No,
I don't think we did. It probably got shadowed by just us anticipating the show.
See, this, I need more of a breakdown on who's who and who's and what is going on. Because again, this just broke yesterday, but like Middle Earth Enterprises, formerly known as Tolkien Enterprises, right, a subdivision of the Embracer.
And you always got Saul's Division. Right, yeah. So Embracer is a gaming company. They acquired the rights to produce Lord of the Rings films, games, merchandise, and theme park attractions, and live productions when it purchased rights holder Middle Earth Enterprises last year from Saul Zahn's company. So Saul Zahn, who had held the rights forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Yep. I want to say they had the rights even back when like the Bakshi films were made.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul Zahn might have been the one who bought it from Tolkien. Yeah. I don't know.
No, that actually,
to look up, because it was like Tolkien was like, I'm pretty sure Tolkien's attitude was like, yeah, go ahead, like, go try this. In the same way that Peter Jackson is kind of like, ironically, is sort of like, I would think in the back of his mind, he has to think, go for it.
So yeah,
I couldn't even compete with Lord of the Rings with The Hobbit.
Right,
go try. Right. You're either gonna succeed and augment what I've created with Lord of the Rings, or you're gonna make me look even better by failing.
Right, right. So okay, here's the deal. So Middle Earth Enterprises, formerly known as Tolkien Enterprises, is a subdivision of the Embracer Free Mode division of Embracer Group, and formerly a trade name for a division of the Saul Zahn's company. And then the subdivision owns the worldwide exclusive rights to certain elements of Tolkien's two famous literary works, The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. These elements include the names of characters, blah, 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 okay, whatnot. In August 2022, Embracer Group announced that it had entered into an agreement to purchase Middle Earth Enterprises from the Saul. That's,
I think we did mention
we did this. Mention just
I think bit. We did mention that right. The purchase happened because this was right as we were building up to The Hobbit, or to The Hobbit, geez, to The Rings of Power coming out. August 2022.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. We were gearing up for the show. It literally got lost in that shuffle, but I remember us talking about this.
Yeah.
But it's something we didn't even think about because we were so focused on the show being a success.
Yes. Yep.
So literally like what? 6 months ago, this happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. So why are we, it's just very interesting. I wonder if this is strategically timed.
Something else
for
in
the show to be over. Yeah.
It's like they almost made sort of some sort of new agreement it was during the call, it was during the investors call that this sort of comes out, that this is what they want to do, or that they're talking about new films, because they've been talking about new Harry Potter stuff. That's been a big thing. They're like, we got to get the Zaslav is like, we got to get this stuff back.
Okay,
we need more, we need something, what, blah, blah, blah. But they also don't want to just, you don't want to just get out there and just, I don't know, churn out a bunch of crap that's going
to... Yes. You want it to be valuable.
Yeah.
But also... So that's what Zaslav, the CEO, David Zaslav of Warner Brothers, Discovery?
Yeah. They had a big merger where they kind of... Discovery and Warner Brothers came together. And he's now sort of...
And he's saying that he wants to harken back to the 2000s glory days where they were, you know, like you said, minting and printing money with Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Dark Knight trilogy. In November, he said he would like to make a deal with the author J.K. Rowling for more Harry Potter, like what, books or films?
Films
for her to develop new concepts.
Yes, new ideas.
Have you guys talked about this Shell Cottage?
Yes, we have, just a little bit. Wow. Yeah, it's radical because he's working on those things. I mean,
trying to jumpstart everything.
I'm guessing it takes a lot of back and forth negotiation, contract, who knows, blah blah, blah, whatever. Jeez. But
plus, like a desire to actually do.
And she's the soul, sort of like, so right. in that situation, it's just her you go through. Now with Tolkien stuff, it's like which
bureaucracy
group owns
it. Yeah, right.
And then now you, as you will talk about here in a second, where does PJ mix into all of this?
So he directed the trilogy, obviously, Lord of the Rings, won all those Oscars, especially for Return of the King. The Hobbit trilogy was also Peter Jackson's, although it was going to be Guillermo del Toro's originally. Peter Jackson was on as a producer. Then there's all kinds of, there's a really great video. Gosh dang, I think it's called The Autopsy of the Hobbit. Oh, and there's this YouTuber, man, we need to look it up. She does an awesome job of breaking down what happened and how the Hobbit kind of didn't live, or how it changed. She even talks to one of the dwarven actors.
Really?
who is pretty candid. Callum. He's plays Owen. John Callan. So in this video that she produces, she has an exclusive interview with John Callan, English born New Zealand actor. Okay. Plays Owen. Right. Got that right. Awesome. And he pretty much gives a behind the scenes look at what happened from the transition from 2 to 3 films and from Guillermo del Toro's direction to Peter Jackson's, and how as a dwarven actor, he felt like at first he was promised like the dwarves were going to be developed characters. It was going to be very dwarven centered and focused on Bilbo, and how in that shift, and like the studio has a big part to play with this, but like that was kind of lost. And so the movies that they thought they were going to make aren't the movies that ended up I vividly remember him talking about going to watch the premiere and going like, wow, that's not at all what I thought we were making.
Yeah.
So, the Hobbit trilogy obviously is like a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've talked for a while about the animated feature anime that's going to be coming out, The War of the Rohirrim, and now that's slated for 2024 release.
Yeah, yeah.
Philippa Boyens is involved in that, and also all of the Weta team. It's going to be really, really cool. It's going to follow Helm Hammerhand. Brian Cox has been cast as, who is the, he's like the lead in Succession. Brian Cox is also all the way back to Braveheart. He's in the very first, like, oh God, is X-Men 2 or something with Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Brian Cox is a legend. He's incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to be Helm Hammerhand.
Okay.
So anyway, in the statement, Jackson and his Lord of the Rings partners, Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens, noted that they were aware of the latest development. This is the difference right here. Yeah. Said the trio, Warner Brothers and Embracer have kept us in the loop every step of the way. We look forward to speaking with them further to hear their vision for the franchise moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
He really is like, there's Tolkien.
Yeah.
And there was the Tolkien estate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's Peter Jackson and like Wingnut Films and Weta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like if you get the approval of both, or you can appeal to both, it's like you have like two gates to get through to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hear me out.
Yeah,
when we talk about the author of the century, we talk about Tolkien.
The director of the century.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you have, I mean, up there, right? You would be talking about maybe George Lucas.
Spielberg,
right?
Yep.
And then people would be like, Peter Jackson. Come on now, Peter Jackson, really? But no, I'm sorry.
You gotta say that.
This trilogy is so, it's the thing that people thought was undoable, that you couldn't do.
Unfilmable.
And you're not going to be able to capture this world.
Even
and
Peter Jackson said he read the books and thought, it'll be a great movie someday. I can't wait for someone else to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
As like a 20-year-old kid, he thought that.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't wait for someone else to make this movie.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
And he never in a million years thought it would be him.
The only reason Ez holds back and says it's one of the greatest trilogies of all time is because
Star Wars.
I go back and forth between is it Star Wars or is it Lord of the Rings? That's my only hiccup.
And I almost say you don't have the other without the one.
Sure.
George Lucas was incredibly generous. I mean, I think George Lucas gets so crapped on.
Yeah.
So crapped on because people focus on ideas he had that maybe aren't the most appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, name another guy who creates something collaboratively and then says, anyone else who wants to have a go in the universe, go ahead.
Well, and even, you look at like the original trilogy, when he created it, he was like, I need creators. He built his own company, his own studio.
And isn't it true?
Like Lucasfilm, Skywalker Sound, all those things, like just.
Isn't it true that at the time he did an edit of the first film and it wasn't doing very well?
No.
And then he said, okay, well, his wife. He said, if you could take a crack at it.
Yeah.
And she did it.
Yes.
And she knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out of the park.
And it was so much better. And he was like, let's go with that one.
Yeah.
I just think the humility of the guy is something that is so underappreciated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and so anyway, when I remember, you know, you go and delve the appendices, you'll have Peter Jackson talking about early on, before they even had the New Line deal. I think when they were still at Miramax and they were going to do two films for Lord of the Rings, George Lucas invited Peter Jackson and some of the team from Weta out to Skywalker Ranch to show them what they were working on.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically with like Jar Jar Binks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Peter wanted to see what they were doing so that he could try to make Gollum real. His biggest challenge was, how do I make Gollum a real character without just doing a dude in makeup?
Yeah, so you want to hear something funny? So earlier when we were watching Return of the King on the couch.
With the girls. Yep.
Yep. And Gollum was there. And I said, I said, look how good.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, look how good he looks.
Yeah, I know.
And I think I was missing. I think people thought I was talking about like they flashed to Frodo and Sam. I was talking about Gollum.
No, Lottie was like, "You think he's attractive?" And I was like, "Dang!"
Oh yeah, true.
You're revealing some sort of fantasy.
What I was saying though, is like how realistic. Yeah, like it was. It flawless. Fits so well. Flawless. Yeah. It is 100%
seamless. Even
it just the tone, the color, all of it. It just looked perfect.
Yeah.
And you're like, that doesn't even seem
possible.
How did they do that
at that time too?
Yeah,
they were filming on, it wasn't even digital.
Yeah,
they were filming on film.
You know,
they had big cans and reels of actual physical celluloid film they filmed on, dude.
Right Because sometimes even when I look at Jar Jar, I'm like, there's too many colors and there's too many different like backgrounds as he goes. I guess you can kind of see that he's
still
like,
great though.
Still amazing. You're amazing.
Favorite
amazing
Star Wars character.
Amazing. Yes.
You should knock my Jar Jar.
But like the reason I think that like Gollum works so well, it's all of the grays and you just feel like however they, I don't know, color
and,
graded.
And he looks
everything,
like Andy Serkis.
Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of mocap dots they put on his face. And actually that was the other thing they did too. They would mocapture him and then they would take the physical performance. Cause they saw at first they had no intention of patterning. Actually, in fact, if you look at Gollum in the prologue, mm-hmm. and they even say this, they're like, and then in the Fellowship, they're like, we hadn't developed him all the way yet.
Yeah. Cause it's just his eyes and it's just really like,
and they were like, even if you look at his body, the way he looks, he changes from the Fellowship of the Ring to the Two Towers.
Oh really?
Because they saw how much Andy Serkis was putting into the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, he is Gollum. We need to reference him.
Yeah.
Not just create something.
Right,
he's
right.
giving it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they anticipated him to give that kind of performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really honestly, if you go to the heart and soul of Gollum and the creation of that technology, it's and if you look at Andy Serkis, he's done it again and again.
I know.
And again, he did it in Tintin with Peter Jackson and Steven Spielberg. He did it again with Caesar in the Planet of the Apes series.
Oh yeah.
That motion capture that he has perfected, he is the master.
He's Snoke in Star Wars.
Yes, my God. And you can look at Snoke and you can go, I see Andy Serkis in there. Yeah. I see the performance. And so he translated motion capture to motion capture performance and acting. And so they would literally have the dots that they got from his face, those movements, and they would also put side by side his just the film footage of him.
Right, right.
And they would go, okay, how do I take this and what really happened and melt it together, or meld it rather, so that we get that performance that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so the all kinds of groundbreaking stuff. Why were we talking about that?
Well, we're really just hyping up the idea that these films and what and how good they are and how, I mean,
do you remember? Because
it's how awesome
Stand
PJ
the test of time.
And how much he and his team and everyone did in these films and how they compare it, how like we were talking about Lucasfilm, Skywalker Ranch, we're talking about all these different things and how this is one of those, I don't know if people really, because it's Lord of the Rings, and then you look at like, how did that come to be, the whole production, the whole thing, the cast, the crew, and the director and everything, and it's just like, it's him. They go to him and his team, and they keep them in the loop because they had the magic. They captured the magic in the bottle, the lightning in the bottle. Yep. They did it. They got it. And so now people are...
It's like visiting a genie almost.
Yeah, you're like...
We're getting the blessing from a pope or something. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Yep. If nothing else, you're paying respect. It really is. Like when I joked around about like bowing down and saying, please forgive me for speaking ill of the Hobbit, it is kind of that same sort of, you done it, dude.
Yes.
You not only done it, you killed it.
Yeah.
Like a fantasy movie had never won an Oscar and you made that happen
mm-hmm.
with zero acting Oscars, which is the one of the biggest travesties of all time.
Yeah, that's not even
no acting yeah. Oscars for Crazy. Any of those movies. Anyway, I love the parenthetical here. Jackson previously noted that Amazon asked him to be involved in its Lord of the Rings TV show, but then did not follow up. I love that that was put in there. That's great.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Rights to the Tolkien works have always been a little bit dicey. You've heard us here before try to figure it out and
try to wade through
our
the waters.
It's brains crazy. Aren't big enough. And we're not legal guys, okay? We don't go, we're not litigious. We don't understand. And a legal dispute between Warner and the Tolkien estate went on for years before being settled in 2017. A newer complicated matter from a consumer standpoint, Amazon holds the TV rights to Lord of the Rings with its mega-budget Rings of Power debuting last year. One question the new series of films will face is how to convince audiences to go to the theater if they can get their fix at home. And I'm going to say this right now. Let me know when, and I'm there.
Yeah,
I would trade one decent movie for five seasons of what we just got.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, dude.
I
know people are going to get mad at me again. I don't give a crap. Mm-hmm. Five seasons of what we just got versus one halfway decent film.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that trade.
Yeah.
I'll sit my butt in the theater for 20 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it just comes down to telling a story. Like, TV and film are different. The missions they're trying to accomplish are different.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest. Season one is a guessing game. Who is the stranger and who is...
Who's Sauron.
Sauron, okay. Right. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. And then what's going on with Galadriel? Is she really bad or not? Yeah. You know, all these different things. It's a guessing game.
Right.
And it doesn't capture the whole idea of an epic quest or an epic sort of... there's no... We have to go... Like the destroying evil and good versus evil, it's we got to figure out who it is first. Whereas like when you start off in the trilogy, it's pretty darn clear.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
Anyways, sure. But my thing, what I'm thinking is though, is like, in a movie, that's what they can do again. They can go back and sort of say, what story do we want to tell? Let's map it out, whether it be a trilogy, a single movie or whatever. Yeah. Prequels, which we're going to get into and talk about different things here that they could do.
Spinoff, standalones.
Yeah.
MCU as in Middle Earth. Cinematic Universe.
Let's go.
MECU, MECU. Yeah, I mean, that's...
I feel like the biggest thing that they have here for them, too, I believe this is the case. I could be wrong. I'm not sure if it's in this article or not, but what I was hearing and reading on other different articles was that they then have the rights to...
Like music and visual concepts.
Yes.
Everything the films had.
Right, because the TV...
I'm sure if Howard Shore came back for the...
Oh, for
that track in the show, he'd come back for these movies.
And he literally 100%. Came back to put, like, his name is there, and they tried to do a lot of different, like, nods to, and let's try to keep an elbow
Bear
and shoulder.
Oh, Bear was inspired by it.
As they could to and they did, to the showrunner's credit, at least they said this at one point, that they were fans. They were fans, whether it be of the books, but the fans of the movies or whatever. Yeah. Now, the whole thing here, though, is what they've tried to do is as much as you try to, how do I put this? Like, remember back in the day when I used to joke around about drinking Coke and Diet Coke, you know, and I used to, and people would be like, I can't really taste the difference. It's sort of like, hold on, some people would say Pepsi and Coke.
You want to know how you get
that's
Pepsi?
That's a better one.
They take the cap off Coke and leave it on the counter for a couple weeks.
That's right. Let it water down and and so that's sort of what is going on here. Yeah. They then can come back and say, now we have the original recipe. This is the secret ingredients to the KFC chicken, and we know how to make it, and
the Colonel's recipe.
Right.
But here's the thing, too, like, it's even... What they have now is even what Amazon was teasing for half of the time we waited for this show.
Hmm.
It was, first of all, it was a Lord of the Rings remake. And then for even longer, it was a young Aragorn story. That's the stuff they floated out there to people would react when they knew all along they were doing Second Age. Maybe not, I guess, but that's probably what was going on.
Some of the rumors,
So when I told Sarah, I'm like, they're talking about doing a Gandalf movie, an Aragorn movie, a Bilbo movie, a Theoden movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what to think. I don't know how to trust. I don't know what's happening. So I'm going to give a shout out to a meme that was dropped from Roz Cazares, who's we've never heard from Roz.
No.
But Roz must be listening. This is awesome, dude.
Let's go.
And he literally sent a giphy or a jiffy of David Spade just saying, I don't get what's happening. And that's kind of how I felt in that moment. But then Sarah said to me, she was like, when I said that all those spinoff movies, she was like, so hold on a minute. You might get that young Aragorn story after all.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And maybe we could get Viggo Mortensen to come back and play that, literally that Weta contest where they made all that like art around the holidays, Christmas a few years ago, and that someone made that old Aragorn, King Aragorn on one final hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, crap, is this for the show?
Right, right.
Is this
going to
be like, are we going to get like an old Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen come back and him to go on one final hunt? And through that hunt, we have flashbacks of his young life,
mm-hmm,
you know, him being
mm-hmm.
Thorongil and fighting with Thengel in Rohan and then fighting with Ecthalion in Gondor and seeing his young days as a ranger and seeing his time in Rivendell before. And, you know, like, and I'm thinking, and of course, Sarah goes, seeing the positive. I'm like, wow, that could be.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yep.
I'd be more than okay with going and watching a film where Viggo Mortensen comes back, plays old Aragorn, and we get a young actor playing flashbacks and us seeing Aragorn's life played out.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that he only alluded to. Meeting Arwen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I'd strayed into a dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
He thought he saw mm-hmm. Luthien.
Yeah.
Like, what a moment that would be.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In cinema, to see him go fight with, Thengel, and see a young Théoden,
and to see
Rohan at a younger age, to see him go and fight with Ecthalion, and to see freaking Denethor as a young boy, like it would be so informative to the whole universe that we've loved.
Yeah, for sure. I think some people, I don't know, maybe, like when you hear about these ideas or whatever, people think like, oh, that's too. I don't know what I sometimes think producers or studios maybe are thinking they need to be extra exciting or we need to do something outside of the box or we need to embellish this and go a little bit crazy. You don't need to.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Like even if there's just a little bit of an outline, I don't know how much is there for some of those stories or whatever, for some of those ideas or plot points, but like you have the rights to go do it and you've got the characters that you need, the names that you need, the places, the locations.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Make a story and tell us what happened there, and I don't know. It doesn't need to be. It can be straightforward.
Yeah.
Because I'm excited for the idea of prequels and
the Gandalf standalone,
the Gandalf, any of it. I mean, any and all of it. Just like Five you said, lizards. even starting with sort of some of the characters and get them in now while we still got some of these guys.
I know.
Start recording stuff now. The cameos, yeah. Whatever you need, whatever your ideas are that you're floating around, because there's some cool things that you could do like they did with The Hobbit, as you said. I think mm-hmm. you said this, mm-hmm. where you start off with Bilbo right before we were going into Fellowship, right before the birthday, mm-hmm. and then we flash back to young Bilbo, and we do those different things.
I do like that. I love that aspect of
it. Just would be, it'd be cool. And there's so much, there's so many heroes and stories that we can... that we can get into and
explore
understand more of.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, my God, they could do a better job with Elrond.
Oh, man, you could do a whole... Oh, my gosh.
There's still tons of stuff with the elves that you could do. Absolutely. Technically, I was going to ask you, if they have the rights to the same appendices and stuff like that...
That the show has?
Could they not do films? What if they did a trilogy that was just like... In the Second Age, and they said, watch us.
See, this is so funny,
what if they said, we're going to flex and... This what's up.
I mean, maybe they're doing the same thing that Amazon did, right? Because this article says one big difference here is Amazon focuses on, not has the rights to exclusively,
mm-hmm.
The Second Age.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of years before the events of the film, the movie rights have focused on the Third Age,
It doesn't mean they have to,
When the best known events happening and the most beloved characters lived, it's possible that Warner, so we have no idea what they're going to do.
No clue. Not a clue.
Not at all. Where
technically
it's possible
they
can do whatever.
Did they rule out the remake aspect of remaking they said
we'll get to that in a second. Did. Yes, okay. I think they did. Could now focus on new stories centering on Tolkien's big guns such as Gandalf, Bilbo, and Aragorn. And of course, as much as new movies present opportunities for big franchise swings, I'm reading from the article now, they will come under fan scrutiny. Not if they're done right. Just as much as the current Warner's franchise plays, such as DC and Well, they messed DC up. They tried to make DC Marvel, Extended Universe. That's why they messed that up. And they were late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When Marvel was developing a comprehensive Extended Universe, DC was trying to figure out what they were going to do. They were stuck on Batman.
Yeah.
And they should have just stayed there. And they should have developed...
No one knows what's in the universe or what's tied
together. It was all a reaction to whatever Marvel was doing. And like by 5 years, and Fantastic Beasts. And I don't think Fantastic Beasts was...
No, it wasn't.
It might have scrutiny, but like up until...
At least with Fantastic Beasts, at least made sense. And it's just three movies, just a trilogy. It's just sort of, there's a recasting, right? For
Depp's character.
Johnny Depp and all the stuff that he went through, whatever. But it just didn't do well. It just didn't do very well. Like, the reviews weren't whatever. You know, that happens.
The first
one
I loved.
Yeah.
I only really saw the first one. Loved
it. Yeah, they're good. But, it's not as big of a debacle.
Well, it's like The Hobbit. I mean.
Exactly. It's like you have the Harry Potter, the series, which is fantastic. And then you have these prequels, which were like, all right, not exactly
what we
were.
Same thing happens with Star Wars. They're always going to be worse in comparison.
But the crazy thing is that staying... sort of close to that and having the rights to similar music, costume design, things that help tie or bridge from something that was lightning captured in a bottle and saying, now let's try to bridge over here. When you go and do what the show does, it's just, missed opportunity. Sorry, we're not going to go on the route.
Here's the other thing too, right? That a lot of people have messaged us about, and it's almost like, and I can cut, so we're going down this path of, well, if they do it right, it's going to be awesome. Mm. The other path too is leave well enough alone. And you've heard me complain too about how, or I guess my frustrations with the show were because, I've told you, I'm like, dude, it's like, and you know this too. Like in Middle Earth, you get one thing every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Other fandoms, you get like 10 things every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so
it's so much less.
Right.
And the more I just dive back into Lord of the Rings, it's like, do we need anything else?
Yeah, because you still enjoy it.
Like when you have,
mm-hmm.
when you have, for all intents and purposes, perfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if you're asking for more, it's going to fail just because it's being compared to quote-unquote perfection.
Well,
now, part of that's because I discovered those when I was 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade.
Yes.
They're untouchable for me. They got me into the works. They got me into the fandom. But also, like, I watch those now after being a fan for like 20 years. Isn't that crazy to think too?
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
It's crazy. Yes.
And to watch those and be like, I mean, I still don't, there's little nitpicks. Like Tom Bombadil would be cool.
Yeah, little things that you...
Faramir could have been done better. Not like casting. Yeah. David Wenham's awesome.
Yeah.
Like he could have resisted the ring, and I don't think that would have been the worst thing in the world. Little nitpicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not big things. It's not like, wow, you messed up Celeborn or destroyed him. Wow, you killed Gil-galad.
Utterly changed
in his character. Wow, you emasculated Elendil.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to kill Isildur. Like those are the problems with the show, right? The problems with Lord of the Rings trilogy is like nitpicky stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like big characters being re-characterized. Well,
and that's the other thing too. And so one of the things that they mentioned this article is, so you've got, let's see this. He wanted to say, we understand how cherished these works are, and working together with our partners at New Line Cinema and Warner Brothers Pictures, we plan to honor the past, look to the future, and adhere to the strongest level of quality and production values. So that's cool. There's also this.
Does it also make you worried though? Because we heard the same thing from Amazon.
I was actually thinking that as I read it.
Same thing.
Yeah. And
so now, it's almost like, are they going to take that promise and go, okay, now we saw how fans reacted to that. We're not going to do that.
Maybe.
Or will they decide to just make it the same kind of.
The other thing is here, hold on. You know, the other thing here, we have the Hobbit. You mentioned the Hobbit trilogy, and it's like, a lot of fans sort of we love the Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the Hobbit, it's sort of like
split.
It's awesome. It's a little split. Yeah. It has grown on us over time. The same thing happened with the Star Wars prequels.
Yep.
But it still feels pretty good.
Yeah.
We still really like it. We still enjoy it.
It feels more akin to Lord of the Rings than it does Rings of Power.
By a long shot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, okay, so if you then want to add something else to the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit, and it still feels akin and it feels close to it, it's not gonna be lightning in the bottle. We're not gonna have the same thing again. It's just, we're looking for something to add on and expand and extend that world. It's already, we are already there because of the trilogy.
Yeah.
So then we can migrate out a little bit and like, okay, we get a little bit more. Not that we're trying to get any. You can't top it. I mean, I will be dumbfounded and shocked if something. Right. That's okay. That is an okay thing. You can have, these are major hits. That's what they're all acknowledging and kind of saying, we know what this is. And that's what other people have said it, like you said. They understood, it, apparently in Amazon, how important this was, the fandom and whatever. But they were even saying here, I think it's, let's see, Warner Brothers Films bosses, you got Michael DeLuca, and then someone else.
Pamela Abdi.
Yep, okay. Yep. Saying that 20 years ago, New Line took an unprecedented leap of faith to realize the incredible stories, characters, and world of The Lord of the Rings on the big screen. The result was a landmark series of films that have been embraced by generations of fans. But for all the scope and detailed loving packed into the two trilogies, the vast, complex, and dazzling universe dreamed up by J.R.R. Tolkien remains largely unexplored on film.
Yeah.
So there's other things that they can do. Somewhere in here, there was someone who mentioned that they said
they're not interested in a retread.
There it is. That's what
Jackson has done. It's right before
that. Thank you.
Yeah. So they don't want to.
They don't want to retread what Jackson has already done.
So that rules out a trilogy redo.
Yeah, because
so you've got everything else.
Yeah. See, now here's my thing.
Yeah.
If you did a trilogy
redo. They want our Hobbit show, essentially.
They do. Okay, there's no reason to. This is the biggest problem that I think DC and some of these things have going on. They're like, okay, we started this, we don't really like it, let's ditch it and let's start again, and then let's start again and start again. You already have The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit there. You don't need to redo those. You never need to go back to those stories, touch them, etc. Not at all.
No.
Just build around them. Yeah. If you want to do that, that's fine. If you were to go in and redo them now it just feels like, okay.
Which isn't the why the Rings of Power feels so defeating, because we know that if they did redo it, it's the only way they could save it for some of us. Mm-hmm. But also it would feel just like an admission of we screwed it up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what we said.
It's
in almost the show.
Like it's damned either way.
They did.
It's damned if they redo it. It's damned if they keep going, because it's like you said, It's
irreversible.
Irreversible.
It's what they did was
missed opportunity, like, that is irreversible.
Yeah, you can't go back. You have to push forward, and that's cut your losses and just and get with your audience, because there's an audience out there that loves that, and that they're going to
all 10 people.
I'm
teasing. Cut that.
No, I'm keeping that.
I'm joking, guys.
That's my word teasing. But in all seriousness, it's like you're gonna have that audience, and let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
I think at some point, like, Amazon will look and say, regardless of their numbers or review, they have all the numbers behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They can have a reality check with themselves that they want to, and look at it and sort of say, hey, how are we doing?
Yeah.
Is this bringing in the numbers? Is this bringing in the fans we thought? Are we attracting new fans?
Yeah.
Fans who were already there in the fandom? How are we doing? Well, and they got to have some, that's got to go on in their whatever.
And I would even put a caveat to that it's like, numbers doesn't equal quality.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't. But the problem with Rings of Power is because
the comeback for season two, it might be the drop off's gonna be huge. Sorry.
When you compare it to what got us into this fandom, it's vastly different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think even people who enjoy the show would be like, it's not the same thing as the movies. Now, whether think that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, for me, it feels like kind of the exact. I'm just saying, like, it feels like the exact. I think numbers are valuable,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is an indication you're doing something right. If you do something right, a lot of people do like it. Part of it is just because it inherent, like, good qualities, but also because people go, oh yeah, I'll go check that out, and then they check it out and they actually do it. It's what got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle said, let's go watch Lord of the Rings. I went, I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Okay, a bunch of people read this book. I'll buy the book. Okay, dang.
That's what I'm saying, is that you can track other types of metrics and numbers and say, okay.
So that is an indicator of whether something is good or not.
Yeah, and so they need to, I mean,
it's not the only thing.
Merchandise, soundtrack, is it being bought? I mean, what's the metric on how long are they watching? Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like are they, how many people carry over to season two and the whole nine yards. But anyway, so I'm just happy to hear they're not going to go back and redo Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
No, foolish.
Yeah.
The Hobbit, also great. Add on to it. Move on. Whether it be going forward, going backwards in the timeline, whatever, filling in other stories that were happening at that same time.
Wow. This next bit is crazy. Have you read this yet?
I don't know if
I have. The deal is not only a coming home for Lord of the Rings, but also a reunion for DeLuca. The executive was president of production for New Line when the first film in the earlier trilogy, The Fellowship of the Ring, began production, but he was famously let go before the movie was released.
Holy smokes.
There's a whole documentary right there, like a backstory on what happened there.
Yeah, wow, that's wild.
And that's the end of the article.
Wow.
That's the end of it. Talk about that's a C.S. Lewis cliffhanger there.
Yeah, man.
So why did that happen? Was he fully invested in the movie? Was he not? Is this a redemption for him? Is this something that he has... True, if this guy DeLuca,
mm-hmm.
Michael DeLuca, a Warner Brothers film boss, has a true passion for it,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he helped the Lord of the Rings the Fellowship get started, that trilogy get started,
mm-hmm.
And he loved everything they did, and for whatever reason was dropped or whatever,
right?
And this can be a coming home for him. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
'Cause you know, with the Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power, there was no one really involved in the trilogy who also was involved. You had Jed Brophy, you had Weta was strangely involved and never really given credit by, you know, like, it's so weird. Weta helped produce a lot of stuff for the show, The Rings of Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the Rings of Amazon Prime, they never acknowledged that. Like, maybe once. Most of the posts I saw acknowledging that they were involved was from Weta.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like, what?
Yeah.
How are you not putting that, like, in every other post? It's crazy. So bizarre to me. I'll never understand what happened with that show. I'll never understand. I don't think they'll ever tell us, because I think it's probably pretty embarrassing. But this has. I'll go back to what Raz sent us. Like,
yeah,
I don't get what's happening. I don't know exactly what's happening. It has me excited.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm also, obviously, there's trauma from what happened with the Rings of Power.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been lied to, and I feel like I have been delivered something that was not promised. No, the opposite was promised.
I know we make jokes, and we're a comedy podcast, okay? We try to be kind of, you know, I thought that was, I'm not sure what that was.
Barking spider.
But there may be folks on the other end who are like, man, they're really behind the Rings of Power TV show. Let's just hold on for a second.
Yeah,
they're really behind it, and they're looking forward and saying we want more TV shows during that age.
Yeah.
Would they see it as how would they view it if, you know, if New Line and Warner Brothers decides to go for second age, you know?
Like, just a straight one-to-one competition.
I don't think they would do that. Want to do that because, again, but they could.
Why not, dude?
And they might actually just
here's my thing.
Stomp.
I would love to talk to someone from Weta.
Yeah.
I don't even know because Weta was involved with the show, but I wonder how directly. Anyway, I would love to talk to someone who like made both trilogies, Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, was involved with it and say, do you guys ever get together and talk and just be like, man, we could have done the second age way better?
Yeah.
Does Peter Jackson sit there and do you think he's even watched the
What's
show?
What's he think?
Do you think he's watched the show? And if he does, do you think he just sits there and goes, shh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I could have done better on the toilet.
Do you think he says it?
Or with my glasses off?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if that... There has to be, dude. It's a competitive field.
Yeah, yeah.
Making films is competitive. Everyone's trying to win the box office. It's called awards season. You win awards.
Yeah, for sure.
They want to come out and give token gifted awards.
Well, okay, they want to come out and give good performances, good music, good visuals.
We're giving uppies in a few months. We're going to give uppies to the show.
Oh yeah, yes, we want to mention that. So the uppies
are best show that we've never not been given, but we're promised.
Right. Yeah.
So worst show.
So we are giving. we got a couple awards coming down the line, and we'll be.
Yeah,
passing those out,
announcing those nominations and awards.
Yeah, you guys send in your nominations for whatever you want.
1-800
nominate this thing.
Yep.
All right.
But I just wonder. I wonder if they sit down and they think like, "Hey, could have done this a different way, or in our opinion, a better way." I don't know. This will be interesting. Well, how do you feel about it overall?
Overall, I feel really good. Actually, I think it's again they said the things that I needed to hear them say, which was we're not going to go back and redo.
Do you want them to do? Two towers, cheesy crap. A second age competition, or do you want to see them expand the third age? What do you want? I want to know what you want.
I'm telling you right now what I want. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. I would love to see them go do Young Aragorn. I would love to see them do all the things that we've talked about, prequel stuff, whatever they're feeling there, because it feels like they've had some feelers, and especially with this that cliffhanger we had there at the end, somebody who wants to get back in is kind of itching to say, hey, we got the rights to this, and this. We can do
been there and back again, boy.
There and back again, and we can really go and get more up, build a universe here, expand it more. Mm-hmm. If they're ambitious, I would say take over. Absolutely take over. Go do your trilogy. Go do a trilogy in the second age and say, that's how it's done. I really would. I would go out there.
Tolkien Entangled.
Something happened.
Turn those into films.
Flat out. I have no idea what, but something happened with some of the Tolkien experts that came in, and they split ways.
Yeah.
And they split ways on some pretty big stuff. Like, I don't think those guys are in favor of putting the likes, like certain individuals who weren't alive together on the timeline together.
Like, or how about even like, invented characters getting more screen time and development than Tolkien's
characters. Or switching straight plot points with other characters and stuff and making, it's just sort of bonker. I don't even understand why it was necessary. Yeah. But I just think some of those people said, you know what, like the time compression stuff, we're out on. I don't know why this is how it seems to belittle and water down and move everything. I just think if you're a Tolkien purist and you're somebody who is like, this is not what I want, and then you have YouTubers and other podcasters, other people and content creators and probably other writers and just whoever's out there doing, I've only seen a handful of them. And the handful that I've seen have
showing
said, this is what I think you should have done. Yeah. And it just, now again, pulling it off, I will give it this. Pulling it off is a whole different thing. But
yeah, for sure.
The outline and what I would call a show outline
is
baller that we have heard. And we have talked about it before. We weren't going to go back there. You guys have heard it in the past. Go check it out. Yeah. Tolkien Untangled. Bless him. He just lays it out there. If you wanted to go do it, and you, like, there's, right. It's so well laid out that I can't get it out of my mind. But anyways, yes, I would say go do. I would not start with that.
Yeah,
I would do something cool and fun that excites people, and you start to say, oh, these things are all kind of connecting.
Yeah.
Oh, they brought back some of the old actors, and they're reflecting on older times, right? Yeah. That's where I would start. And then when you get real ambitious, see how this season 2 is going to go.
Yeah.
And I would say, announce your trilogy. You're coming to the second age too.
There's another part of me that There's a man. It's me this week.
I know,
or you're this month or whatever.
We're shutting Lane down.
Another part of me, that's bad. It that sounds real like deep. A freaking auto tune or like go, a voice masker. Mm. I was on the.
Can I correct
it? Sounds like I should be blacked out, and I've got like. I was on the West Bank and I never saw a thing, but I know who committed the crime.
Sometimes, you know what if we brought you in as somebody who had, you were my deep insider. You know what I mean? Like you had inside information.
I had the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of me also kind of like the skeptic is like, was the window missed?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they can pull this off, that's great. It's awesome. I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's almost like, I know there it was all the contesting of the rights and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. Peter Jackson wanted to be more fairly compensated for the Lord of the Rings films and all stuff. It didn't match up to what the movies earned, what people involved earned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, was the window way back in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like, not even 2012, 13, 14 with The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Was the window to strike when the iron was hot and not like 2 decades later.
Right, right.
Because it's just we're in a different world.
Yeah.
There are different, okay. It's more acceptable for agendas to get pushed now than then.
Yeah.
Right. I think like it would be less popular if someone like Peter Jackson came out and said, I don't want to put my own personal or even like more modern themes into this. I want to stick to what Tolkien said.
Yeah.
Like someone came out and said that now, they'd probably get like canceled or something and be like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are a member of the patriarchy. Yeah. You're a son of a gun and you hate everyone who ain't like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like, no. It's not what I'm saying here, man. I'm like, I just want to make the movies like the dude wrote the books.
Yeah.
And not even that much like them, just enough that they feel like them, you know? Like,
right, right.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes me wonder, like, is it doomed no matter what? Again, we'll go into this in the same way we went to The Rings of Power. Like, I mean, we'll be optimistic. We'll be hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it could
be awesome. It could be really, really cool. Because there's great stuff being made now.
So what does that see? I mean, what's that to see? I'm excited. I guess I'm saying is like, I'm excited because you're tying it to something that seems like it's, I mean, we all love it. And it seems almost have a better chance just because we're tying it to the trilogy and The Hobbit. And you're going to expand outward from there. You've already got two strong pillars to kind of build around.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Whereas like that's not what we had in other fandoms or even just in like Amazon's TV show. So
yeah,
we'll just have to see. I would love to get people's thoughts on it.
Well,
and,
I'm gonna. Do you care if I pull up our Instagram real quick?
Oh, absolutely. No,
because we have some reactions.
Oh, do we? Okay. Yeah.
And then we like fully intended, guys, to just do a small portion here, and then like get into the second part of the Ina Lindale, but it's just.
Yeah, we're coming back next
2 week. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we're going to come back next Friday.
And, yeah. So, jeezy cow, let me see here. Oh my gosh, we got like 3 new requests.
Do we? Nice. Okay.
Shout out to everyone who's been messaging us and like commenting on things and, interacting with what we got going on. It's incredible.
Yeah, people are still coming, popping in and listening to the reread and getting caught up and everything.
Dude, it's amazing.
We have some special T-shirts we're making for folks. We've got a competition that we're doing right
now.
Yes,
we do. Yeah, yeah. There's a competition for if you want to design a logo for one of the pubs in Middle Earth, go check out our Instagram. Details are there. It's awesome. We will compensate the winner. We will give a prize to them. It's not about. Hopefully, there's no misconstruement about like it being a way for us to get free design to sell T-shirts. That's not at all what it's
about.
We just want to give a platform for people who are creative.
We want to see some cool designs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we posted this article snapshot and just a little snippet. Thank Josh Dalkey for pointing it out to us. We got Kurt Jones with a shocked face.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've got comments like not sure, but open-minded. Travis Sigler talking about how Dark Horse Comics was bought by Embracer. They just must consume everything. Mm-hmm. Christy Lynn talking about maybe we'll get an Aragorn backstory after all.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting news from Fountain Pendragon. Sir Meon said, I have to admit I am very scared. Cannot make Lord of the Rings movies better. Just get your crap together and find new source material or do something original for a change.
Okay.
Like, this is what people are saying, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
David says, big I don't know for me. At least, no matter what, I still have the books.
Yeah.
And again, that's a good perspective. You got the books, you got the movies. No matter what, can't take that away. We said that about the show, too.
Same. Yep.
Dallin said, here we go. The Boromir movie we've all been waiting for. And Darm Forces says, I just don't want... a company to water down the value of these stories and this world by just dumping Middle Earthy content until people literally stop even looking up the way Disney has treated Marvel and Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
So that's one of the fears too, is just inundate with,
you know, who came
to
out?
Walmart it. You know what I mean?
Like, you know who came out? I think this was just the other day. Liam Neeson, who played Qui-Gon Jinn, came out and said something about the Star Wars universe. He sort of said like, hey, you know, some of the you answer too many mystery boxes. I'm summarizing what he says. Like you fill in too much of the white spaces, and there's a balance. You have to find the balance to fill in some of the stories, and because really what Star Wars has yet to do is branch away from the main thing and say, let's just go 2,000 years in the future or 2,000 years in the past and just
or like
make,
the Old Republic stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Go do something crazy like that. And it would just seem like a whole different thing. But instead you've tried to, and I get it. You know, that's what we're talking about here with The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings is to have some pillars. You have the pillars of the trilogy and the prequels. And then from there you've built out to an extent though. Like, so I know right now we've got nothing. We've not really done any of these, you know, prequels or any of these, you know, different shows, but a few here or there, something that was really cool that can work. You need a plan. You really do need to think ahead, and apparently they've been talking about this because
for 6 months, beyond 6 months.
Beyond,
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, Peter Jackson and his team are being filled in on this, and they've been kept up on it and maybe giving it the old blessing.
Maybe.
So,
I mean, the thing is, we don't really, that's the problem, I guess, is we don't really get to, we're not privy to that information.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem too is like with just like talking about like too much stuff out there is it's our fault. Like part of it's our fault. Like we just want to consume and consume and consume and consume. And like, is that stomach bro?
What was that?
Eating some pizza?
What was that, dude?
When I think about like, you know, problems I have with the show, I finished the show.
Mm-hmm.
I watched every episode.
Yeah.
If I really had a problem with it, and if all of us who really had a problem with it said, all right, I'm not watching anymore, then that's like our power as a consumer to say, like not boycotting, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to watch it.
Right.
And then maybe that will come through somehow. I don't know. It's, I don't know.
And even rewatch, like even just...
Yeah, I haven't done that. So
I was going to say, even rewatchability, people just sort of know what they're going back and checking out. So.
Yeah. But anyway, that's again, sorry, not to go into that again. It's just... I don't know, really interesting to think about. What are they going to do? What's the motivation? Why do they want to do it? How's it going to turn out?
Yeah.
You know, so that's all. It's...
I'm intrigued.
Be cool to see. Yeah, I am too.
And it's cool.
Cautiously optimistic.
Those comments were a little mixed and sort of I think
all over the place, weren't they? Right.
Everything I saw, people going live and other little people on Twitter. I just searched sort of a hashtag and said what's going on, trying to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mixed things. People just sort of. Some were excited. Some initially thought they were going to try to redo it, and then it came out that no, we're not going to try to redo the trilogy. And so they're like, okay, now wait, what could this be? And everyone sort of goes to that, like they're going to redo it. They're going to And it's.
Do you think there's a certain population that wants to? I mean, I've even said like if you did it in a show, it could be kind of interesting to redo it. Do you think anyone really wants that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of wonder.
Yeah, I think because they have the right to films, I'm sort of like, well, since you only have the right to film, then we can't do the TV show aspect of it. Right, so it's well, okay.
Why would you do the films?
If they did, if they did have the right to the TV series, then maybe that would be interesting to see that. I don't know though. When you design your plan, if it's me, if I'm sitting there and they're saying, Ezra Kirk, what do you think we should do?
Yeah.
All right. I definitely think they should start.
That's what the people want. You know that, right?
This is what they want.
We
want
to hear this.
Everyone loves, like, the young Aragorn thing seems to be super hot and popular. And you could get Viggo. You could start there, flashback, do exactly what you're saying.
Work in Legolas into that story.
You could do all sorts of cool stuff. Yeah. Really, truly, you could.
And the Rage of the North, you could finally get the Grey Company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like him protecting the Shire, all these different things.
Right.
He went on so many adventures. Hunt for Gollum.
Start there, and like you need a through line to carry you all the way through. That's if you could say, I'm going to go back to that point, and then we're going to work forward and branch off on stories that way if you want to or whatever. That would be a starting point and see where you kind of go from there. You have to decide how far back do you want to go. Do you want to go to Second Age? Do you want to just do stuff here and map out a plan? So because if your plan was we're going to do all of that and then we're going to redo the trilogy, that makes no sense. You know what I mean? No sense. So you have to keep that and So anyways. But it's exciting. Friends, we're excited about it. Man. And I think as Lane said, we're gonna kind of, hopefully get some thoughts from you guys. Send us an email, leave us another comment, and we'll kind of maybe do a recap as we go into the second part of the Ainulin delay on Friday, because we're meeting up again. I think we've got Mr. Downing.
David Downing.
He's going to be in the Shire.
We're excited. We had originally planned to do this like back around the holidays, but we were like all sick here, and it just wasn't going to work out. And then we're going to try in like January, February. You know how that happens. It's just like it's a weird time of year. And so his wife Crystal, they're getting ready to have their first baby. And I was like, dang, dude, I would love to have them out before. That happens. He had even messaged me. He's like, hey, man, when can we make this happen? Yeah. So anyway, he's got a trivia game.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings trivia game. He messaged me today. He was like, hey, I'm going to send you guys a video on how to play the game because it's pretty complicated.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm like, Dave, I was like, if you send us that, we're going to not watch it because I want to have you recorded explaining how this game happens. I just think that'd be more entertaining for me. Like, I don't know if anyone else will care, but like for me, I want that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he and Crystal are going to come out next Friday. Ez and Lottie will be here. Smith Six will be here. And we're going to, since it'll be March 3rd, next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll kind of hopefully release it around like St. Paddy's Day and make it sort of a pub quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, pub trivia. So that's...
we can get his thoughts, too, on this breaking news stuff. And, it'd be good.
But, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So, cool little bonus episode. And, like, today's was just kind of like we were reacting to what's happening.
Yeah, it's just raw reaction, guys. Because this happened yesterday.
It's wild.
It was late last night when it...
I didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, it was sort of like a shock drop for most of us. So I
haven't had a chance to really process it too much.
So and then we'll be back with Ainulin Delay part 2 or just the wrap up, I guess. Next time we record as well. So
absolutely, guys. Friends, look, here's the deal.
Come on,
we love you.
Yeah.
All right. And
tell them about it.
That's really all you need to know.
It's 2:06 in the morning, guys.
2:06, and my stomach's, you know, actually, that's just like, you got to go to the bathroom.
What'd you say last episode? And further up, pull down your britches.
Oh my gosh, go listen. By the way, you want some updates? Go check out Further Up. Yep. We've been, we got our first three hour episode. It's like, it got emotional, it got deep, all sorts of stuff. The four of us were on there. If you want to get there and go there, bring your tissues. Yeah. It was good. It was a great time. Laughs and, you know, it was all over. That's what I'm saying. It's got everything.
Maybe we made the wolf French.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to return the phone to his home.
Yeah.
Call 1-800.
Narnia.
Pull down your britches.
Yeah. Yeah, go find that one. That was, I guess we're leaving that in now. I was like, do we edit it out? No, I'm leaving it in.
Yeah, it's in now.
It's in now. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, so, we love you guys. Thank you for all your support and just being on this adventure with us. It's a wonderful thing, man. We love this. We love what we're doing. We've got reignited passion like this.
Yeah. Silly is going to be fun. And we're,
God, the Silmarillion is so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm no longer falling asleep to it at night. I'm actually,
man,
taking the notes, and it is really good. And we got deep with the first episode, and then we've got more thoughts. And I think these first couple chapters are pretty big and pretty thick. And we'll see how it goes. I was thinking about that too.
I'm like, it's real heady.
Yeah.
Like meta stuff. It's big stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking about things that, you ever witnessed the creation of a universe? Because I haven't.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to really gloss. We don't want to just gloss over it.
There's no context for it. Yeah. It's like you have the context of like the Genesis story, Genesis 1 or whatever your religious creation story was, or the Big Bang or whatever. That's what you have.
Yeah.
And it happened once, and none of us here were there to witness it. So it's kind of a really difficult thing to wrap your head around. And the way that Tolkien does it is almost like he takes, like we said before, Genesis 1 and makes it more informed.
Hold on. Do you think there's some guy out there listening to us who...
I was there. Tom Bombadil.
I was going to say, he's actually Tom Bombadil. Hey. And he's the oldest. He's still just here.
You know what Tom is English for?
Oh my
God. A ruler with the Darna. A ruler with the Darna. What if Tom was like, I am
God? Could you imagine? He's like, guys, I saw it and y'all don't have any idea.
And guess what? I was the one saying.
Wow.
I told Melkor, no more. No more, hey. Melkor. Discord, no.
Do you think old Toby was there in the beginning of the
Toby
creations?
What if, again, that was just a nickname for the one? They call me old Toby in the hood of the Shire. Yeah. Trying to get higher. Ooh.
Wow. All right.
It's time to be done. This reminds me back in the day, dude, when we would go till the break of dawn.
Yeah, break of dawn.
You'd see black riders out here.
It's time to shut her down.
We'd be thinking, sometimes I forget we're still recording. I'm like, wait a minute.
I know.
Is it still on?
And it's still on. Sometimes the magic of post-production, I end it, you know, early. I'm kidding. I've never done that. People are like, wait a second. Are there stuff we're missing out? No. That's all in there, guys.
Unfortunately, there's nothing you're missing out on.
Oh, God. Don't forget, if you like the podcast, to subscribe, like it, all that good stuff. Write that review. Make sure it's friendly. By the way,
give us some negative ones. We're missing out. Yeah. Negativity.
Maybe,
get everything negativity, dude.
Right. And. Yeah, okay, anyways. Wow, we got to go. We got to shut her down now. Door's creaking. Leave a comment or send us a shadow fax.
We'll see you next time. And remember,
Melkor sings. Discord.
How dare you step on my line?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from.
Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.